All right, we want to move on to the world of sports. With just 2 months to go to the 2018 Winter Olympics, the International Olympic Committee has banned Russia from competing in the Games. The stunning announcement follows the IOC's report about the systematic doping of Russian athletes during the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia.
The report clearly lays out an unprecedented attack on the integrity of the Olympic Games and sports.
That was Thomas Bach, president of the International Olympic Committee, describing the IOC's decision to ban Russia. And because it's Wednesday and time for our weekly talk with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, here's Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
Good to have you.
So it's great to be back.
It's always good to have you. So what do you think of this decision by the IOC? Fair decision?
I don't think the IOC had any choice, given precedent, given the very obvious mountain of evidence that the Russian doping had been state-sponsored and systematic. They got a guy who basically ran it, who's now in the witness protection program here in the U.S. I don't think they had any choice but to ban Russia from the Games.
So from my understanding and what we're reading, the IOC says that some Russian athletes will be invited to compete as an Olympic athlete from Russia, but they won't be able to wear team uniforms or compete with the Russian flag or the Russian anthem. What does that mean in real terms?
Well, there are all kinds of questions that come with this. One is, theoretically, the only athletes from Russia who will be allowed to compete are those who can demonstrate that they are clean. And I'm not exactly sure how in this day and age one does that, but I suppose the IOC must have something in mind. Beyond that, beyond that, of course, there's the question of what this is going to look like. Presumably, the athletes from Russia, although they're not competing under the Russian flag, will still march in during the opening ceremonies.
They'll still win medals.
They'll certainly still win because they won't be any less proficient at the particular sports. But will they march in with no flag? Will they march in under the Olympic flag? Will they march in under some sort of flag of all nations? I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know whether there are some athletes who might say, if you won't let me compete as a citizen of my country, recognized as a Russian citizen competing with a Russian uniform, flag, emblem, et cetera, then I choose not to. There may be some who do that.
Really, really interesting. So what do we know about the response from Moscow, from the Russian government?
Well, again, I think the only thing we know right now is that some people expected that maybe what Mr. Putin would do would take his ball and go home, say, if you're going to ban me, I'm going to boycott these Olympic Games. And apparently, at least the most recent knowledge that I have of it is that he's not going to do that. So there will be an opportunity for Russian athletes to compete in some way. But of course, even before this most recent announcement, when people were anticipating what this announcement would be, Mr. Putin had denied this entire thing. It's pretty much impossible to deny given the evidence, but
right.
He denied
pretty strong
it anyway.
Evidence.
Right.
It's sad, though, isn't it, when this kind of thing tarnishes the Olympic movement? I mean, what does this do in your mind to the overall look of the 2018 Winter Olympics? I mean, does it diminish the caliber of the Games in any way?
Well, I'm not sure. The Olympics, winter and summer, have been fairly significantly tarnished anyway by the way that the Lords of the Rings have operated over the years in terms of which country they've decided to award the Olympics to. And
it's a fair point.
Who has walked away with the largest paper bag full of cash from each of the decision-making meetings. So I'm not sure that it tarnishes the Games in that sense. But it certainly creates a situation in which numbers of athletes from other countries are going to take one of two positions. One is, hooray, I'm more likely to win a medal because that Russian guy who was, had achieved better living through chemistry would have beaten me if he'd been there. Or, nuts, I got into this going to the Olympics business because I hoped to compete against the very best athletes in the world, and now some of the very best athletes in the world are not going to be there for me to compete against.
Really, really interesting. Well, let's bring it back closer to home to the New England Patriots, where Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski has been suspended for one game after he delivered an illegal hit to Trey Dovoy White during Sunday's game against the Buffalo Bills. That means Gronkowski will have to miss Monday's game against the Miami Dolphins. First of all, Bill, I don't think anyone was terribly surprised by this suspension, right?
Well, I can't see how they would have been if they watched the game or saw the replay. I'm going to say something that's going to make me very unpopular among football fans in this region. I think he should have been suspended for longer. This was blatant. It was after the whistle had blown. The guy that he hit was lying on the ground, utterly defenseless. This was not part of a football game. This was a mugging.
And yet Gronkowski has appealed the decision.
Yeah, of course he did, because right. that's what people do in this situation. He's also apologized and acknowledged that he was out of control. But in a game, in a sport where injuries to the players have become a larger story than who happens to win on any given Sunday, and specifically head injuries, but this year also all sorts of other injuries that have accounted for the departure of any number of top-flight players, the kind of people that draw people into the stands. This is the kind of story that cannot be, or the kind of act, I should say, that cannot be sort of brushed aside, oh yeah, one game suspension. And I think particularly with the Patriots, they're very deep. They're going to win the game anyway. It's not going to hurt anybody much. People have talked a little bit about how much money Gronkowski is going to lose. But in the great scheme of things, the way athletes are paid these days, even that doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah, we should mention in terms of how much money he's going to lose, $281,000 for 1 week off. That's mm-hmm. what it will cost him. So in other football news, New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning was benched last weekend for the first time since 2004, breaking his 210 game streak of starting for the Giants. What do you make of his benching?
Well, I think it's kind of a shame. They bench him for 1 week and they're going to bring him back again this weekend. That hardly seems fair. I mean, if they're going to, you know, they fired the people who benched him, and so he's going to be back. But it's kind of a shame. Streaks are good. Makes people pay attention and care.
All right. Well, that's Bill Littlefield, who always makes us care. He's host of NPR's Only a Game. It airs right here on WBUR Saturdays at 7 in the morning and again at 7 p.m. Bill, as always, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Anthony.
Stay with us. Coming up 5 years after the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School, a father transforms his grief into action to save lives and to honor his son. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.